Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The city and borough of Juneau's Parks and Recreation Department is in the process of developing master plans for both Montana Creek and Fish Creek Park. And here to give us an update on that is Michelle Elfers, Deputy Director of Parks and Recreation. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And thanks for being here with us today. Let's get started and dive right in with Montana Creek. I was wondering if you could just give us a general overview of the process that you're working through to develop its master plan. What are sort of the steps that you're following?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Thanks for asking. So we are looking at a master plan for the Montana Creek area, and that is a pretty big area that encompasses the project area we're looking at encompasses the area from Montana Creek Road north up to Windfall Creek area, and then west all the way basically through Spalding Meadows to Glacier Highway, and then to the east, just to the ridge line before the ice field and glacier. So it's a big area, and there's three land managing agencies involved in that area. So DNR with the state, the U.S. Forest Service, and CBJ. So we're all working together on that with Trail Mix involved too. And our first step was back in August. We put out just an informal survey to the community asking about how people currently use the area for recreation and how they'd like to use the area. So we got those results back. There's a report actually with those results for anyone who wants to take a look at it on our Parks and Rec page. So it's juno.org, the city website. And if you go to Parks and Rec, it says Montana Creek Master Plan. And if you click there, you'll see the report. And we had over 1,000 responses to the survey. So there was quite a lot of interest in that survey. We're really excited and got some really good information. And with that information, what we're doing now is just plotting a course for the next steps in the process. And we started to meet with user groups. So there's a lot of groups like the Archery Club and the Hank Harmon Public Range Board and Turtle Sportsmen and Trout Unlimited and you know, Alaska Native groups like SHI and DIA, and we've reached out to these groups to start a conversation and say, hey, you know, how do you use this area? How do your members use this area? How should we approach this process, you know, to, and what outcomes do we want? So we're really in the early stages of information gathering in the process right now, and we'll be moving ahead as we go through these smaller meetings to some meetings with the general public, you know, some looking at, as we gather the information about what types of improvements people want to see, you know, where those should go, start to spatially locate those and integrate the different ideas across the area. So we hope that in the next few months, we'll have some concept plans to discuss with the public and look at and get feedback from them on.
Well, what are some of the proposed changes that could be part of the master planning document?
Well, I can tell you what some of the main feedback from the survey we've received. So we've heard a lot about making more connections. So as I said, it's a big area, but you know, the Montana Creek Valley connects from the valley all the way, Mendenhall Valley, all the way up to the Windfall area, which connects over to Eagle Beach and Amalga. So there's some really strong connections. There's a old trail there that needs some improvement. It also connects up to Spalding Meadows, which gets a lot of use all year round, but there's a lot of people who Nordic ski up there, who snowmobile up there. So making those connections as well as connecting to the, possibly connecting to the Mendenhall Glacier Recreation Area. People are really interested in linking those through trail systems and through, you know, current and future recreation. So that's something we'll be looking really closely at in the plan.
Will you be doing anything in the short term for this coming winter?
So we are working. What's been really nice about this master plan that it's gotten the Forest Service, CBJ, and DNR, the three managing agencies, meeting regularly to talk about the area. And one of the big pieces of feedback we got from the survey as well was that we need better communication of existing regulations for use in that area and just more clarity in what's allowed and what's not allowed. And so we've been starting that conversation about how to get that message out. We've developed some signage we're going to put up in the area, and we're starting to talk about how to manage it. There's definitely some things we know we need more parking. We heard that loud and clear in the survey, and we've heard that from all. And that's, we're not going to be able to build new parking lots by this winter, But we are thinking about how to manage parking and how to deal with that. So we know that we're not going to solve all the problems this winter, but we hope that with a plan, we can start prioritizing and working away at them over the next couple of years.
Great. Well, now looking at Fish Creek Park, first of all, what areas are encompassed or what areas are considered a part of Fish Creek Park?
Well, so there's a Fish Creek Park that's parks and recreation land, and that's a little over 50 acres. And when you head out North Douglas Highway on the water side, it's just past Eagle Crest Road and Bayview. The park is right there. And that the CBJ Park is mostly the uplands area, so not the estuary. But actually then the whole estuary tidal area with the creeks and the ponds that are out there are mostly on state-managed land. So it's the Mendenhall State Game Refuge managed by Alaska Department of Fish and Game. So when we're talking about the master plan, we're actually talking about both of those areas, the state and the city land. And the way that that plan got started was we have an older master plan for the area, but it's over a decade old. And so we knew that we needed to look at it a little more closely from the parks and recreation standpoint. And then the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition has been really looking at that area for some environmental rehabilitation of the old gravel pond area and saw some opportunities for creating some wetland and some estuary, tidal estuary land out there. So they approached us and said, hey, we're looking at this. And we said, hey, we also want to look at our recreational opportunities. And both of those really intersect. And so we're working together with the state and SOC and CBJ on that plan.
Great. And what are some of the possible proposed changes that could be a part of that master plan?
Yeah, well, the same as Montana Creek, we did a survey as well this summer and had a few hundred, maybe 350, 450 respondents to that survey, which was great. And big things we heard in that were restrooms. A lot of people want more restrooms. They also want to consider that, you know, there's a lot of fishing that happens out there and it's pretty heavy in kind of July and May, June, July time. And so there's really a kind of hygiene cleanliness issue, right? We need to figure out how to manage the fish waste that happens because then animals come in and there's lots going on. So really looking at all of the different types of uses and how we can allow for those uses, keep a clean, safe area. You know, maybe put some shelters, right? Picnic shelters, some day use shelters out there. So we've heard a variety of things about how we can improve the area, which are pretty exciting.
I'm curious as to how much sway community input has on some of the final decisions for these projects when as they move forward. For example, right now, Capitol Park is under construction. I know there was a request for public comments in the months before they began. Did any of that result in changes to the plan?
Yeah, so we had some great, we actually also did a survey for Capitol Park and we took that information, yeah, and directly put it into the plan. There had been an older master plan that we started from on Capitol Park, did the survey and then updated it based on the responses. You know, we asked things about play areas and basketball courts. The older master plan didn't have a basketball court. We heard from people that a basketball court was really important, that it's a great area for all ages, but especially teenagers. So we made sure to keep the basketball court. We made sure to keep the sledding hill area. Also, we heard from people that they really like picnicking and lunch. And, you know, yes, there's good, it's good to have kid play area, but also having some quiet area. So we've improved some of the opportunities for picnicking over on the downhill side of the park. So, you know, in the master plans are a really good opportunity that don't have a lot of constraints yet because there's not a budget set and they're really a visioning process. So for Fish Creek and Montana Creek, I mean, it's really driven by what people are telling us right now. I mean, that's how we're driving this process. So at this point, it's all public input to figure out how to move forward on both of those plans.
That's great. You've touched on this some already, but how can residents get involved in the planning process? What opportunities are there right now?
So right now, the best thing to do is go to our Parks and Recreation webpage. So if you go to juno.org, and then you can, in the departments, pull down Parks and Recreation, And right there, it'll say Montana Creek Master Plan and Fish Creek Master Plan. So check out those pages. There's some information there. I think my email, there's a couple emails for contact if you want to put in a comment right now. But that's where we'll post when we have meetings and further opportunities for engagement. You can read the reports on the surveys. We'd love to hear your thoughts. If you didn't get to participate in the survey, like by all means, just send me what you think and we will add it to our comments. But there will be upcoming meetings. We generally send out info releases. We post them to the Parks and Rec Facebook page, and they'll also be located on the webpages for that information.
Thanks for all the updates, Michelle Elfers, Deputy Director of CBJ's Parks and Recreation Department. We have just like a little less than a minute left. Is there anything else you wanted to share before we say goodbye?
Oh, sure. Just on a totally different note, Capitol Park is under construction. So swing by and take a look. It's a complex project with lots of great improvements. So we'll be constructing through next July. The completion date's August 1st. But please take a look. We're excited about the changes happening.
Yes, I am as well. Thanks again, Michelle.
Thank you.
Take care.